We all live in a world of increasing digitization. Every year, more and more components of our lives are stored on hard drives, from bank accounts to Facebook profiles. Many people today have lived in two worlds, a mostly analog world before the prevalence of the internet, and one awash in computers and digital information. There are still many people today who write out their thoughts on paper. Take Shel Norton, a Colorado Springs resident who I talked to at Poor Richard's Coffee House.
Right now, I'm retired, but I've gone back to school to prepare to be a meditation teacher. This is a notebook that was given to us when we start classes there. When you're studying meditation and preparing for that type of work, there's a lot of internal work that you're doing on yourself, emotional and mental and spiritual types of things are changing. So I try to keep track of all those in my notebook as well.
Shel was given a notebook when she started her classes, and she chose to use it. The physical notebook seemed more appropriate for the deeply personal journey that she was going through.
I've actually been really, I've been amazed at how much I enjoy writing, the physical act of writing, and the feel of the paper, you know, under my fingers. It's just a different experience, and I find it very enriching. And also, I'm old enough that that's the only way we used to communicate in school. That's the only way we used to do our schoolwork. So for me, it's kind of like going home. You know, it's going back to the old days, and I guess I missed those old days in some ways.
For most people I spoke with, the visceral act of writing in a notebook is more stimulating than typing on a computer. Here's Sean T., another notebook user that I talked to in Poor Richard's Coffee House.
I just prefer hand and pen. It just is a more natural flow for me. I can type my thoughts as well, but it doesn't really, I don't know, there's some sort of disconnect there. You know, the electronic field of the computer maybe throws me off.
Like Shel, Sean T. uses a notebook for more personal writing.
The physical notebook, I write a lot of journal entries, poetry, freeform thought. It's sort of my traveling psychiatrist.
The interaction between hand, pen, and paper isn't the only part of notebooks that makes them desirable to people. A digital document is a highly structured format of presenting information. Any component of a digital document can be altered with the click of a button, but this isn't the case with notebooks.
My name is Kyla, and I live in Colorado Springs, and I work at the Broadmoor. For me, it's just, I don't know, it's more interesting for me. Like, in my notebook, I write certain things in different handwriting. Like, if I'm going to write a list, it's going to be in handwriting that's legible, and I can, like, see what it says. But then, like, if I just have random thoughts, or, like, I just need to write, like, I don't know, just what I'm thinking right then it's going to be different handwriting. So it's, like, it's more of an experience. It's not just, like, what it actually says, but it's kind of like shows how I felt when I wrote it. So if it's nice and neat, it's like, oh, that's just something I need to get done. If it's something that's just kind of chicken scratch, then I'm like, oh, that's something that actually meant something to me.
Not only can writing in a notebook be more personal, but a notebook itself can become a tangible artifact.
I have a notebook that was like my grandma's, and so like you can read that kind of stuff. And like maybe my entries aren't that interesting to somebody nowadays, but what if I have like kids and I still have these notebooks and I die one day and they're like, oh my gosh, like these are so interesting. Like they're 22 years old like I am now. And they're like, this is what my mom went through when she was 22. And so I don't know, kind of get to write your own story when you have a notebook.
Sean T's notebooks are among his most prized possessions.
I do one of these a year, and so I've been keeping those cataloged as well in a fireproof safe. I think this will be part of my legacy. I thought it was interesting reading my grandfather's notebooks, so I anticipate my grandchild reading these someday.
Despite all the convenience computers provide, no one I spoke to goes back and reads the projects that they typed up years ago. For those who write and draw in notebooks, however, there's something in the handwriting, the variety of inks, the changing organizational systems, and mistakes that draws them in. It's a more intimate connection between the present moment, the exploration, and the time when the notebook was written, be it a day ago or 100 years past, when the pages were fresh and undetermined.